families and the catastrophe over in Paris. We want to all stand and say a prayer. Amen. Those poor innocent victims sitting down eating and the different things that took place. Amen. There's almost 500 families that's going through something. I believe the last count of 127 deaths and over 350 injuries. And they said many of the injuries may turn to death. Hallelujah. So some families are really going through this morning. So we want to be so mindful to pray for them. Amen. The Bible says, oh, no man anything except to love them. And one of our responsibilities as Christians is we're supposed to pray one for another. So let us pray. Lord, in the name of Jesus, we lift up the families and loved ones, all those in Paris, Lord, that went through this great tragedy. Lord, though it's a surprise to us, we know it's not a surprise to you. But Lord, your word said that you're the God of all comfort. Right now, Lord, we ask you to comfort them. Lord, the bereaved family, Lord, strengthen them. Lord, we ask you in the name of Jesus, may this tragedy turn to your glory. Lord, as a result of this unfortunate tragedy, we pray that many will come to a saving knowledge of your will. Now, Lord, we can say that, go on, but the grace of God. But we thank you, we lift them up. And Lord, we ask you to be with them. And for this, we thank you in the church today in Jesus' name. As I watched the events unfolding and watched all the tragedies, all I think of was these are the last days. And surely God is going to be getting his people together. Amen. So we just want to be ever so mindful to keep them in prayer and believe that God is going to make a way for them some kind of way. Amen. And we bless the Lord today. And I just thank God for all of you. Can you all give yourself a hand, praise? Praise the Lord anyhow. Everything that has breath, praise the Lord. But if you all weren't here, there'd be no church. Amen. So everybody's important in the sight of God. So we just thank God for all of you. Amen. If it wasn't for you, there would be no agape, there would be no service on today. How many remember our theme for this year? The year is almost over. Believe in God against all odds. So let us ever be so mindful of that. But I know y'all. Y'all give me all the hints? All right, y'all. The children, y'all gather on the right side. Sometimes you forget protocol, right? If the children could gather on the right side, my right, your left, amen. At children's ministry, if the children could gather, amen, on my right and your left. We do bless the Lord and we thank God for all that he's doing. And I was talking just to give you a little something to think about. I was talking with our leadership team this morning. Amen. And we were speaking about serving God with a sincere heart. We were talking about serving God in sincerity and in truth. And that's so important today. A lot of people are serving God, but they're not sincere. And they're not truthful. And the word sincere in the Hebrew means with your whole heart. And in truth means to do it faithfully. So it's so important today that we serve God with our whole heart faithfully. If nobody else will serve him, I will serve him. Because God has been good to me. Amen. But I don't want to take away the moment. This is not my hour. So if we can all stand at this time. And let us... Has God been good to you? Amen. How many like for the word of God to be preached? Everybody to preach?
Amen.
Somebody say, don't put the pressure on the preacher. But he's a seasoned preacher. So we got to see the preacher. We want to put pressure on him because we want to hear a word from God, right? So can we agree, heart? All back with a hearty amen. And let us say, preach. Preacher. Preach. Say it again, preach. Preacher. Preacher. Amen. Hallelujah.
Satisfied with Jesus. Satisfied with Jesus. Jesus. Satisfied with Jesus. Said he be my what? Said he be my what? Said he be my God. Been baptized in what's that name?
Jesus.
What's that name?
Jesus.
Turned in the Holy Ghost to the Holy Ghost. Ever since that wonderful day. Whoso. It's an individual walk. It's an individual talk. Ever since that wonderful day, my soul has been satisfied. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Giving all honor to God. Giving honor to our pastor, sister pastor. Giving honor to the elders, ministers, deacons. Giving honor to my lovely wife. Lovely wife. Don't forget the wife. Giving honor to the saints of God. I said, praise the Lord. Satisfied with Jesus. Satisfied with Jesus. This message has been on my heart for a while. And the song is fit for the message. Ella Camp said, I'm a seasoned preacher. Hallelujah. This ministry is so unique. You can just sit down for a second. Because I baptized this man, and now he's my pastor. When I go to God in prayer, sometimes I just laugh about it because God is something else. The thing is, it's all about God. And I just want to, before I get started, I just want to share what God has showed me to allow my wife and I to be called to this ministry. Certain person that was going here at one time was putting flyers under our door. The same church bulletins we get every Sunday. Because my wife and I were going to a different church, and I want to tell you the name of it. And I had asked God in prayer, Lord, I need to be in an apostolic church. So here comes somebody putting flyers under my door. And not only that, but I ran into other people that were from this ministry. That was confirmation. But this person put flyers under our door several times. And the first time I got a flyer, I looked at it and I opened it up. And God says, see, here, I'm answering your prayer. This is where I want you to go. Ella Camp, start a ministry, I'm saying. Ella Camp, I said, I baptized Ella Camp. I said, go sit under him. This was the flesh. And God said, I'm answering your prayer. I want you and your wife to go there and be a help. We're all helpers, amen? In the house of the Lord. T-E-A-M, team. Together, each accomplish mission. That's how you spell team. Together, each accomplish mission. And we can't accomplish the mission together if we're not together. We've got to be together. Together, each accomplish the mission. That's what the church is all about. We've got a mission to accomplish. But we can't do it unless we're together. A house divided against itself, but cannot stand. We got to be together, amen? We have to be unified. So when God started dealing with me, and God said, you humble yourself, because it's not him, it's the position that God called him to. Amen? He's filling in a position that God has called him to. And when God opened my eyes to that, I said, thank you, Jesus. Isn't it wonderful being what God wants you to be? Come on, somebody. Isn't it wonderful being what God wants you to be? You can't go wrong with being what he wants you to be. Amen? So my wife and I, we're in the right place. Because the song says it won't be long. It won't be long. God showed me. Now this is what he showed me. I know it's God. I've been in this long enough to recognize the voice of God. God showed me, I want you and your wife to go over there because I'm doing a quick work. Y'all catch a hold of this vision. God said to me, I'm doing a quick work. This is the last in evil days. This is the church I've called. This is the church sitting on the city of a hill that cannot be hid. This is the church. The Spirit of God is with us. Amen. We had a minister's meeting this morning. There's no way in the world we could afford this building. It was all about God. Amen. It's all about God. And he didn't give us the building to be looking pretty. He gave us the building to fill it up with souls. Amen. This is just the tip of the iceberg. And pray for those that have left this ministry, because they left the blessing. Come on. They left the blessing. It's an honor and a privilege and a blessing to humble yourself to godly authority. Amen. Amen, Assistant Pastor. Amen. I love that woman right there. Amen, amen. I mean, when you see God's plan, you can't go wrong. When you submit to God's plan, when you lift God's plan up, this is God's plan, all of us. My goodness, we're so blessed. Amen? Hallelujah. There's so much that's going on, so much that has been said, so many inspiring testimonies, so many songs that have been sung. We know about Paris. We're living in the last and evil days. We're living in the last and evil days. The Word of God is being unfolded right before our eyes. Hear me. When you turn on the news, the media, the newspaper, it's nothing more than the Bible being fulfilled. Don't be and have, don't have anxiety. Don't get bent out of shape. Amen? It's nothing more than the Bible being fulfilled. Don't worry about ISIS. There's only one who's in control. There's only one who's sovereign. There's only one who can deliver. There's only one who can save. There's only one who can protect. There's only one who can protect. I don't care how many weapons you have in your house. I don't care how much judo or karate you are. And I love Minister Simon, but I don't care how many muscles you have. The Bible says it's not by might, nor by power, but by my what? Spirit, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Except the Lord build a house, they that labor, labor in vain. Except the Lord watches the city, the watchman awaketh in vain. It is vain for you to rise up early and sit up late at night to eat the bread of sorrow, for he giveth his beloved sleep. Sweet sleep. If you can't sleep, just get up and start praying. If you can't sleep, get up and start reading the Bible. Like I heard one minister, ain't nobody ever read the Bible all night. Your eyes will start getting heavy. The best sleeping pill there is. Hallelujah. Start reading the Word of God. You know, next thing you know, your eyes will get all, you won't get through one chapter. Your eyes will get all heavy. Next thing you know, it'll be morning time. This thing is real. Amen. Somebody said, does that really work? Try it. You can drink a pot of coffee, get 8 hours of sleep, and go to pray and go read your word, and that flesh go, uh-uh, we going to sleep. This thing is real. And why does that happen? Because it's spiritual. I'd like for you to stand one verse of scripture, St. John's 10th chapter, verse number 10. I'm not going to hold you long, but we need to hear a word from the Lord. Amen. 10th chapter of St. John's Gospel, verse number 10. Let us read it together. The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. Let's read verse 12. I am the good shepherd. A good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. Let us pray. Precious Father, this afternoon, we thank you for your word. We thank you for this ministry. We thank you for the man and woman you've put over us, Lord. Help us to lift their arms up like Aaron and Aaron did with Moses. Help us to lift them up in prayer, Lord. Oh God, we pray that you have your way in their lives. We pray for the elders, the ministers, the deacons, all the saints of God. Lord God, we pray for the sick and the afflicted that you touch them. We pray that you deal with the backsliders. Don't let them sleep at night. Make the backslider toss and turn. Take sleep away from him and her till they come to themselves like a prodigal son did and come back to their first love. Now, Lord God, we pray that you anoint these lips of clay. Have your way, Lord. Let some soul cry out and say, what must I do to be saved? In Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Subject for today is the abundant life only in Christ Jesus. Can we say it together? The abundant life only in Christ Jesus. Say it again. The abundant life only in who? The abundant life, taken from verse number 10. We just sung a song, satisfied with who? Satisfied with Jesus. Satisfied with Jesus. Said he'd be my comforter. Said he'd be my guide. Been baptized in Jesus' name. Tarried at the altar till the Holy Ghost came. Ever since that wonderful day, my soul has been satisfied. The abundant life. Think about the title, the subject. This is what everybody is looking for, an abundant life. Isn't that right? A lot of people are trying to find it in education. Some are trying to find it in money. Some are trying to find it in one another. The abundant life. A lot of people are under the misunderstanding that if I get a lot of money, I have arrived. But I heard the Apostle Paul say to his son Timothy in the Lord, for the love of money, a scripture that's misquoted. A lot of people like to say, money is the root of all evil. No, the Bible says, for the love of money is the root of all evil. There's nothing wrong with having money as long as money don't have you, amen? Come on now. The abundant life, think about it. A lot of people want to have a utopia. A lot of people want to have peace, but they don't want the Prince of Peace. Think about society today. Everybody. And the thing that I think about concerning the abundant life is that people are trying to fill this void, this emptiness that is inside of everybody who's outside of Christ. Christ is the only one that gives abundant life. You see, you have a lot of people walking around that are breathing and that are living, but the Bible tells us in Ephesians chapter number 2, verse number 1 and 3, 2 and 3, that dead in trespasses and in sins. Amen. Let us turn to Ephesians right quick, second chapter. Let me show you what I'm talking about. Don't take my word for it. Hallelujah. The abundant life. The abundant life. Look at Ephesians chapter number 2, verse 1. And if you don't have a Bible, it's on the screen. And you have he quickened who were what? Dead in trespasses and sins, wherein times past ye walked according to the what? Course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air. The spirit that now worketh, a continuation, in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation in times past, in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. When we come into this world because of the sin of disobedience of Adam, when you and I are born into this world, we're born into this world with a sinful, rebellious nature against God. Smoking and drinking and lying and cheating and committing fornication and killing people and dying, that does not make you a sinner. What makes you and I a sinner is that we're born with a sinful nature. And because we have this nature, we'll do those things of the flesh. We come into this world, according to these scriptures, enemies of God. We come into this world in trouble. We come into this world born in trespasses and sins. And by nature, we won't seek after the Lord. This is why it's so hard for someone to turn their life to Christ. Because there's this spiritual tug of war. I can remember myself personally. I knew I needed to be saved. I knew I needed to give my life to Christ because I had been raised up in a godly atmosphere. And God, my mother, used God to plant spiritual seeds in my life. So I knew. I didn't understand, but I knew. I knew the word of God was God's word, and she told us and implanted in us that you were to have a reverence for the word of God. I didn't understand it, but I knew. And God used that. He used different movies. He used people to talk to me, to draw me, to call me. Because outside of him, there is no abundant life. People are looking in this life for that abundance. They're looking to fill that void that only God can fulfill. They're trying to fill it with money and drugs and everything else. A life outside of Christ is an empty life. Empty. Empty. A life outside of Christ is an unfulfilled life. Think about it. You don't really have true joy, happiness, and peace outside of Christ. Jesus said in the 14th chapter of St. John's Gospel, he said, my peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Now watch this. He said, not as the world giveth, give I unto you. In other words, there's a type of peace that the unsaved are seeking for, and the world tries to give, but it's artificial. It's not real. How many of us have ever seen artificial fruit? From a distance, it looks real. From a distance, it looks luscious. From a distance, it looks delicious. But when you get up on it and handle it and touch it, you're disappointed because it's not what you thought it was going to be. So are the ways of the flesh in the world. Those people that are out there trying to get that abundant life, they're groping around in sin and ungodliness, trying to fill that void with everything. I want you to understand, you and I don't realize how blessed we are. There's a spiritual thirst. There's a spiritual hunger that everyone has outside of Christ. I heard Jesus said, blessed are they that do hunger and thirst after righteousness, they shall be filled. And the thing is, God went to Calvary to make a way for you and I to have this abundant life. The born again experience is all about that abundant life. The word of God says, taste and see that the Lord is good. You know how food is and we have an appetite for food. Somebody bakes a cherry pie or an apple pie and you smell it. And them senses, this sense of smell just doing overtime. You sure smells good. I just want a taste of that pie. Taste and see. You'll never know how good that pie, that cake, that dessert, that meal is until you what? You gotta taste it. You gotta try it. I guarantee you, if you try Jesus, this walk of God and says that God failed them. That's a lie from the pit of hell. Amen. Has come into this walk of God and said God's not the answer. That's a lie from the pit of hell. Give him a chance. Surrender your all to him. Hallelujah. You want to have abundant life? You want to have true joy? You want to have true peace? Give your life to Jesus. Outside the door? Well, the man is supposed to be Jesus. We don't know what he looks like. That's not important. He symbolizes Jesus. Amen? I have that picture at home. I got it from St. John. I got it from New Jerusalem. They let me have it. It was on one of the fans. I covered the face up. The thing is, if you ever notice that picture, there's no doorknob on the outside. He can't open the door from the outside. And he's standing there and he's knocking. And there's a little window in that picture. And inside it's all dark. I just noticed it and I said, wow, that represents the heart. That represents the heart of somebody who's outside of Christ. Because he is the light of the world. He giveth life. He giveth light. He giveth life. It amazes me, because when we see the unsaved reject the word of God, when we see the unsaved, because either the word will draw you or it'll drive you away. I see myself, because I know how I was running. I mean, God was just dealing with me in dreams. I was sitting up in the seventh grade in the study hall, and I'm supposed to be doing homework, and I'm daydreaming, and I see myself in a black suit, a white tie, black shirt, on soapboxes preaching the word of God. He was just calling, just calling, just knocking, knocking. Oh, hallelujah, you will never find true joy and peace outside of Jesus Christ. And I dare you to try him. He will not let you down, but he will lift you up. He will satisfy the emptiness in your soul. Hallelujah. And the best is yet to come. We're talking about eternal life. We're talking about the Lamb's book of life. This life is temporary. It's only for a little while. We're only here for a little while. All this is going to pass away one day. But you know, one of the things that keeps me going is eternity. Eternity. I want to hear my Lord and Savior say, well done. Well done, thy good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. Come and I'll make you ruler over many. I want you to understand, stay in Christ. Continue to be faithful to him. Seek him through prayer. Seek him by reading and studying the word. I want you to know the little flyers, the bulletins that we get on Sunday, they're precious. They're like a little Bible with all the background scriptures in them. We take it for granted. I count it a blessing. I pass them things out all over the place. I put them in libraries. I put them on a bulletin board at St. Peter's the VA hospital. They have a big bulletin board downstairs. Now watch this. Let me show you this. On this bulletin board, they got all kind of advertisements. And I put one of the church bulletins on there. And then when I come back another time, it's gone. I put another one up there. I come back another time, it's gone. I put another one up there. I come back another time, it's gone. And you know what I've done? I've prayed over all of these bulletins. I said, Lord, whoever reads them, I pray that you touch their heart. Convict them, Lord. Help them to see what you're trying to do, how you're trying to call them to salvation. Each one of those bulletins are like a little Bible with all the background scriptures that are in there. So we need to value them. Don't leave them laying all over the church. Amen? Take them with you. Take them home. Read them. Study them. They're a big help. And this man right here, Pastor, he puts a lot of work into it. God has blessed Ella Tinsley to do the drawings. And it's so inspiring. He's using people. We're a team. The abundant life. You'll never know what we're talking about until you surrender your life to Jesus. Jesus is the best thing. He is the best thing that has ever happened to us. I want you to understand, time is short. Time is short. And it's time for us to get on fire for him. To the point, if your life is threatened, so be it. Because our life is hid in Christ. Philippians chapter number 1, Paul says, for me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. Death to the child of God is a reward. That's not the end. It is the end of the beginning. It is the end of all the sorrow, end of all the suffering, end of all the pain, and it is the beginning of all eternity. See, where we're going is even more beautiful than this church. Because this church is going to be destroyed one day. God destroyed the world with water the first time. He's going to destroy it with fire the second time. He's going to consume it. My Bible says he's going to make a new heaven and a new earth wherein dwelleth righteousness. Think about all those that have rejected salvation. All those that refuse to walk with God. All those that chose to follow Satan and his crowd will be cast in a lake of fire forever. And you and I, we will shine forth like the stars in heaven. Hallelujah. 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 Come on, say amen. I feel like Joshua, like we were reading this morning. My wife and I, as for me and my house. But you got to take that a step further. You got to say, as for me and my house, this earthly vessel, not just that building we live in that shelters us, but this house, because this is an individual walk. This is an individual talk. Hallelujah, as for me and my house, I'm going to serve the Lord. Come too far. Come too far. Climb too many mountains. We're coming down the stretch of this race. It's time to be faithful to God. You and I were blessed. We have an abundant life. Let us live it. Let us walk in it so others can see it in us. We're ambassadors. You and I, we are the John the Baptist's for his second coming. John the Baptist, he went and paved the way and proclaimed Jesus' first coming. Amen? He proclaimed his first coming. He prepared the people for his first coming. Well, you and I are the John the Baptist's for his second coming. We are to tell the world. We are to proclaim to the unsaved. We are to proclaim to them that Jesus is coming. He's coming again. And he's not coming back this time to be spit upon. He's not coming back this time to be nailed to a tree. He's not coming back this time to be mocked and be looked. He's coming back as a roaring lion of Judah. He's coming back, hallelujah, to knock some heads together. Oh yes, he's coming back to rule with a rod of iron. He's coming back. He's coming back in all his splendor. He's coming back in all his majesty. He's coming back in all his power. And when they see him crack that sky, they're going to run and hide and cry out to the rocks, fall on Wait till Jesus comes back the second time. They're going to be running the street, but we're going to be with him. Woo! And we're going to have, I'm talking about those that have abundant life. Those that have been born of the water and of the spirit. We're going to be with him to reign and rule with him. Not just for 1,000 years, but through all eternity. This life, as I close, this life, the abundant life, is the best life. It's the best life. Don't you let nobody fool you. Let me share this with you, because this is how deceiving the devil is concerning a soul surrendering their life to Christ. The devil would like to tell you, because he did the same thing with me, oh, if you give your life to Jesus, you're going to be missing out on this. You're going to be missing out on that. If you give your life to Jesus, you won't have this and you won't have that. Church is boring. Church is dull. Church is for old people. The devil's a liar.
Yes, he is.
The devil is a liar.
Yes.
Living for Jesus is an exciting life. Living for Jesus is a beautiful life. Living for Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Life until you surrender your life to Jesus. Amen.